Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Hello, I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. Today we're talking about covering up the truth. Let's start with a quick activity. See if you can finish this statement. What goes on in this house stays what? Yes, I'm sure you guessed it right. Stays in this house. Now, I'm sure you and I, we did not grow up in the same household. We did not grow up in the same neighborhood. And there's a huge possibility that you and I grew up in different states. But somehow, you and I can finish the same statement. I love testing this statement out on a group of children because the interesting thing is these children are years younger than I am, and yet they have learned this statement. And believe it or not, that message creates an atmosphere of shame and family secrets. Whenever you cover something up and hide it, that's shame. Shame makes you feel like something is wrong. And that statement, what goes on in this house stays in this house, is also the brewing ground for family secrets. Secrets can look like sexual abuse, physical abuse, domestic violence, family blaming and shaming and name calling. The more we make that statement, what goes on in this house stays in this house, a message is embedded in the brain to keep silent about hurtful and painful experiences. Before we know it, we're hurt individuals raising children and passing on the pain. That pain may trigger emotions like anger, fear, sadness, shame, or guilt. And let me just tease out fear a little bit, because I think when people hear fear, they just kind of envision somebody shaking and being afraid and say, no, that's not me. Fear can show up in a lot of ways. Afraid of not being good enough for the next person. Afraid of really showing who you are because people may not like you. Afraid of trying something new and stepping outside of your comfort zone because you are afraid you'll fail. And what will people think of you if you're not successful in your effort, your task, or your vision or mission? So sometimes we are afraid to really be who we are meant to be because we are afraid of failure. And the interesting thing about failure is it gives you information to set you up for being successful. Not only does that saying apply, what goes on in this house stays in this house, churches use that saying, companies, government, the military, remember, don't ask, don't tell. Yeah. I mean, so it is a model that people have lived by for a very long time. And what I would like to do today is just provide some information so we can create a better message, a new message, something that's liberating and it doesn't set us up for continued problems. And we can develop a language that's more beneficial to our children and to ourselves. Covering up the truth actually exposes a belief. When you cover up the truth, you believe nobody should know it or see the pain of that. And that belief will eventually show up in our behavior, speech, or habits, no matter how much effort we put into covering it up. And that behavior may look like lashing out at others, not being truthful, not honoring commitments. It can show up in all kind of ways. So how do we turn covering the truth around? Well, you know what? I don't have a long list of points for you today. I have one. Communication. I love the quote, reveal it to heal it. You have to talk about it. So instead of telling our children what goes on in this house stays in this house, we can actually do it a better way, a different way. How about, hey, express yourself. Use your words. Let's talk about it. Instead of what goes on in this house stays in this house. Because we don't want our children to suffer in silence. When children are being bullied at school, we don't want them to hold on to that information and not tell us and have the mindset of, well, what goes on inside of this playground or on this playground stays on this playground. No, we want our children to reveal it so we can help them move past that and bring a solution. And not only that, we still carry that same message around as adults. We can be 35, 45, 55, 65, and 75 years old and beyond and suffering, holding on to something that happened to us at 12 years old, something that happened at the age of 16. And because we never talked about it fully, we suffer in silence, and it creates days where we just don't feel our best. We feel depressed. We feel angry. We lash out at others. We walk in the house and we don't say hello. Do you know a lot of times when by the time relationships fail, if you look at the communication pattern, that is what broke down first. Sometimes people, they just stop saying good morning. They stop saying what's wrong. They stop requesting what they want and what they need. And part of that is some people just learned to suffer in silence. And if we grew up hearing what goes on in this house stays in this house, or we don't talk about that, or son, daughter, go ahead and put that to rest. Go ahead and put that to rest now. It's over. And we never get to talk about it. We truly become familiar with suffering in silence. And part of that communication process is packing that hurt, that pain, if it bothers you, packing that up and talking to somebody that you trust. If it's not a friend or a family member, your spouse, you can always, always take it to a counselor you are comfortable with. And a lot of times people, we don't always seek counseling because we think, well, I'm not crazy. Counseling doesn't mean that you're crazy. Seeking counseling means that you want to change something, adjust something, maybe adjust your perspective or the way that you feel or think about a experience or situation or a circumstance. And we sometimes, when we see the word counseling, we see crazy, cuckoo, off, all of those words, but it's not. It's really a part of self-care, and self-care is taking care of you. So let's change what goes on in this house stays in this house. Let's change it to express yourself. What's going on with you today, son? What's going on with you today, daughter? How do you feel? Let's change that to use your words. Use your words so I can help you. Let's change that to give them a new quote. Reveal it so we can heal it. Instead of what goes on in this house stays in this house, let's let the motto of our household be, let's talk about it. Here, we talk about what stays, we talk about what goes on in this house because we cannot have pain staying in this house. We have to release it. We have to get rid of that. We want to eliminate it. We want to ease it. That's my time for today. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want more, I got more. The only thing you have to do is go to my website, www.kwspeaks.com, and don't forget to click the contact button so you can be added to my email list. So whenever I have something going on, I can let you know. You can also invite me to be a guest or keynote speaker at an event that you're having. I am taking on new clients for coaching. Listen, If nobody else tells you today, you heard it from me. You are amazing just from the standpoint of being a human being with a heartbeat that's pumping inside of your chest, honey. Look, we did it. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blog.